Welcome to the Daily Dose. My name is JD and I'm the Vista Campus Pastor. Glad to have you here today. I'm going to be camping out in Romans chapter 12 if you want to grab your Bible, but give me a minute to get there. It was earlier this year that we had 500 men from North Coast Church converge on an 80,000 acre plot in the desert. It was our 15th annual Desert Rad experience where we get 500 guys that are into dirt bikes and 4x4s and sand rails and every kind of outdoor toy you can imagine. They get together with a couple goals, to hang out and play and have a great weekend, but also to get a chance to dig into God's word a little bit together and to do it as a group of desert rats. Can you imagine this with me on a Friday night? You've got 500 men driving toward this event. The last place they have seen a street light is probably in Palma Valley. It's been an hour, hour and a half since you passed that little hamlet, and you show up on an 80,000 acre patch of sand, and the only thing shining is the stars. And you take a little map that we've given you ahead of time to find the main camp. And you're not quite sure you're there because there's just motorhome upon motorhome behind trailer and dirt bikes and quads. It's all there. Am I in the right place? And to watch guys show up at a check-in table and to give their name, just hoping, and to see somebody behind that checkout table with hundreds of names on a roster, to look down that roster list and say, that's you. You made it to the right place. You belong here. You're a desert rat. Join us. Man, it feels good. I made it to the right place. I actually belong. I'm the middle of nowhere. There's a place that is expecting me. The next day we wake up and we go for an all-day ride out in that desert. And it's incredible. So we're not going to send guys out unprepared. We give them a map. We give them a map to all the locations in Ocotillo Wells. Everywhere you might want to go and see, it's on here. And we tell them, guys, there's one ground rule. You do not travel alone. You never end up in the desert alone because there's tons of bad stuff that can happen to you. Additionally, every vehicle you drive, we're going to mark it with this orange tape. This orange tape tied to your antenna or tied to your backpack simply means you belong. You're part of us. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. Paul just spends 11 verses, 11 of them, explaining who we are and who God is and how our relationship with him works. And he says, therefore, listen up. I'm going to give you some practical advice now. And he's talking to us as a church family. He said, just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We belong. I know in a world where people are looking for a place, dying to have a place where they belong, right here, Paul gives us this idea that we're a body. As Christian believers, as family, we're a body. We're all different parts. We all have different functions. We're talking about that this week. But those body parts belong to each other. They have a common purpose, although they have a different form. In other words, my hands aren't just to feed and defend my hands. They feed and defend the whole body. My heart, as it's beating, isn't just providing blood to itself. It's providing for my entire body. Like with you, you are given different roles and different gifts. And Paul said, don't boast about those roles or gifts. He's the one who gave them to you. In addition, he's the one that gave you the power and strength to use them for the right reasons. He gave you the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit would take those gifts and roles that you've been given and use them for the whole body, not just for the self. Occasionally, we'll have a body part that gets selfish and that will simply exist for its own benefit. And any nourishment comes, it hogs to itself, and it's only looking out for itself. And we call that part cancer. It does not exist for the sake of the whole body. And if I could urge you today, you've been given a map. You belong. You've been given a map and the way to do life. It's God's word. Get your nose in it. And much more than an orange piece of ribbon, You've been given the Holy Spirit, and it's by that Spirit and the gifts that He enables you to live out that people will know you belong. Thanks for joining us today.